rocket science, but why does pro-Brexit Trump object to pro-Brexit Boris Johnson's Brexit deal? So to help us understand maybe the trade angle on this, joining me now is Chris Southworth, who's Secretary General of the International Chamber of Commerce. Mr. Southworth, thank you for joining us. From your trade expertise, when Trump says that he couldn't possibly do a deal with the United Kingdom under Boris Johnson's existing Brexit plan, to what is he referring?
Well, the US have been pretty clear from the outset that they will want the UK to be as far away in alignment from the EU as possible to give maximum freedom to align to the US. And of course, the Brexit deal is somewhere in between. Don't forget, that's the sort of transition, and it's not clear yet what the future deal will look like. But the US would probably be objecting to the fact that it's somewhere in between.
Is it fair to say, Chris, that the President Trump is, in effect, already started negotiations by saying no?
I don't think you can really sort of take it in that way. The biggest issue with the trade deal with the US will be a couple of critical issues will be access to public services, the NHS, and things like food standards, chlorinated chicken. Now, there was a statement from the Secretary of State just yesterday, I think, that was making clear that the NHS is not on the table for negotiation. You know, those kind of statements will allay fears of the unions and, you know, civil society groups who have real concerns around that particular issue. But, you know, that needs to be really clearly communicated on the UK side. But the chances are that will also create a bunch of problems for the US side because they will want access to everything.
And what do you make of this? I've said it's been reported that there have been up to six secret meetings in which coded language has been used between US and UK trade negotiators. And the coded language is being used to refer to the drugs pricing around the NHS. So they're trying to circumvent the fact that it's not on the table by using coded language. So effectively, it is on the table.
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't read too much into that. I mean, there's bound to be dialogue between the UK and US, and there's, you know, there's a lot of dialogue between the UK and a whole number of countries because they're trying to prepare the ground for trade deals when that time arises. But it's difficult to know what goes on in those conversations because they're not transparent, and that's the fear that people will have. And the more transparent it is, the less likely there will be opposition to it. And that's actually one of the major reasons why the EU-US deal failed, because the perception was, on the UK side, was that, you know, backroom deals had been done and the NHS was going to be out for US companies and food standards was at risk as well. So, you know, transparency is a massive issue when it comes to the US trade deal.
From your perspective and experience as the Secretary General of the International Chamber of Commerce, do you think that our leverage, are you worried, let's say, of our leverage post-Brexit and our ability in that context to negotiate a deal in our interests with the US?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, the leverage will not be the same, and that's not nothing to do with Brexit. You know, people's perceptions of Brexit, at least, it's simple economics. You know, the UK is a 70 million population country and a 3 trillion economy, and the EU is something like a 13 trillion economy and a 500 million population. You know, it's simple economics of what leverage you have at the table. The other thing to bear in mind is that the EU, China and US are all being much more what's called muscular and assertive in their approach to trade, pushing their interests. So any country that's not in a big trade bloc and can't maximize its leverage with other countries is vulnerable. And the UK is no different in that regard, even though we obviously have a deep relationship with the US. There'll be a lot of appetite to do a trade deal. It doesn't get over the fact that, you know, hard negotiations mean compromises. Mm-hmm. And the UK will be in a weaker position outside Europe for sure.
Indeed. Chris Southworth, Secretary General of the International Chamber of Commerce, the ICC, thank you very much for joining us here on LBC. And that's what you're listening to. For the moment, the time is 1:47.
Just one moment for the President. When the President...